It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Looking for a place to live can be so stressful. You have to search and search and search, and then you finally find the right place, and you move in, and you're in there for a couple weeks, and then the family comes back from vacation. And
what?
Then you have to hide in the attic. Before you know it, you're going to the bathroom in a pickle jar.
What?
And it's just tough. It's just really tough to find a good place to live. And Kathy is having a problem finding a place to live, too, and that's why she emailed us for an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. What's up, Kathy?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Good. Did the family that you were staying in their house come back from vacation like it's happened to me a few times?
You know, I didn't actually make it into the house. Not yet.
Oh.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to know you're not a squatter.
Thank God.
No.
All right. So your email says that you've been looking for a place to live. Are you renting or buying?
I'm shopping for a house to buy. Ooh. And I've been looking for months now.
Okay. And this is your first home?
Yes, this will be my first home. Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it all on your own.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you, man.
But apparently you're having a problem?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been hard because, like I said, I've been looking for months and the market for homes is just not that great. So I came up with a little bit of a plan where every time I find a house that I really like, when I submit my offer, I send in a picture of me and my family with my husband and my baby daughter, and it just kind of really pulls on their heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. People will do that a lot. Like, they'll write in a personal story about why they love the house, hoping that the owner will give them preference over somebody else.
Really?
But I thought you said you were doing this on your own.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So how are you sending a picture of your family?
Well, that's where things get a little bit awkward. I don't actually have a husband or a daughter.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So what you do, you go to, like, a frame store and grab a photo of a family that's already in the frame and put yourself in the picture or something?
No. Actually, it's a picture of me and my ex-boyfriend and his niece when we were babysitting.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's a good idea.
It's low? But you got to do what you got to do out there. Yeah. Real estate is a rough world right now.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, they thought it was, oh, look at this woman with her young family. It's really, really a smart idea. We should give her this home.
Of course, because the people selling a home, it's like their home. It's the place that they've loved. They want to see that a new young family is going to love it just as much as them.
Exactly, exactly.
So it actually worked for you.
Yeah, it worked, but the problem is that they want to meet my family before I can move in.
Oh!
What? Have you closed on the house yet or not yet?
No, they've accepted the offer based on meeting my family first.
What?
Meeting your family. So if they don't meet your family, who is not even your family, it's your ex-boyfriend and his niece?
Yeah.
Then you don't get the house.
Correct, yeah.
Dude, do you think they're on to you? Do you think that's why they put that stipulation there? Because that's insane.
Why would they be on to her?
You know, I didn't even consider the fact that they would be calling me on my bluff. I thought that I was getting away with something here.
Well, no, but it's so weird to meet before you buy a house. Like, you usually never, ever know what the person looked like that even lived in the place before you.
Yeah, but the letter that I wrote them, the picture that I sent of my family, it must have touched their heartstrings. They really feel for me. They want to meet us.
Oh my gosh.
All right. You wrote the letter too well.
So what do you need to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call then? Do you want to call them and let them know that you don't have a family? Well, I'm sure you have a family.
Weird.
Like, you don't have the family that you claim to have, I guess.
I don't want to call them. I want to call my ex-boyfriend and see if he can help me out with this.
So you want him
to... That is genius.
You want him to pose as your husband?
Yes.
No, and I thought you were going to come clean.
How are relations with your ex? Did you guys end messily?
It did not end well. And it's been a long time since I've talked to him. So.
When's the last time you talked?
It's been about 3 years since we talked.
Oh,
3 years. So you're going to call this dude out of the blue and say, I need you to pretend like you're my husband. And can we also bring your niece along and pretend that she's our kid so I can get a house?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be willing to help you with that?
I don't know. I've heard through a friend of a friend that he's married now.
Oh, this is bad.
So he already has a wife.
No. Then he's got to get his wife involved because he's not going to just go do this without telling her. Are you sure you don't want to come clean about this lie?
You haven't seen the house.
Yeah. It's not easy to get a house right now, too, man.
I know that it's going to be really awkward. I haven't talked to him in a long time, and I really don't know what to say or ask of him, but I really, really want this house.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, all right?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on.